Time to check in with John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John with the latest update on what's going on financially. And Twinkies back in the news, John.
They are indeed. Well, Friday, the Dow set another record. It was up another 67 points. We'll see what this brief week brings. Not much going on today economically, but later in the week, a lot of stuff going on. Inflation is reflected in the Consumer Price Index, the Producer Price Index, more jobs numbers, some numbers from the government on retail sales last month, a lot of stuff that could move the market. But yes, Twinkies is back in the market again. This afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern Time is the final deadline for suitors to decide what they will pay for Twinkies and the other Hostess brands. Of course, there's been some stalking horse bidders there. We'll see what happens. There are some of the bidders. Mexico's Grupo Bimbo. You might say, who's that? Well, Grupo Bimbo is the largest bakery company in the world. Among other things, they own Mrs. Baird's Bread, Sara Lee, lots of other brands. They'll be one of the bidders. Some rumors say that Kroger and Walmart may be in there, too. We'll see what happens. A company reporting numbers this morning that the street doesn't like, Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's headquartered in Pittsburgh, the largest sports retailer in the country, reporting numbers that were really pretty good on the surface. Earnings per share up 17%. Same-store sales up 2.2%. Total sales up about 12%. Not good enough for the street. 3 cents below expectations on earnings, slightly below expectations on sales. As a result, the stock is down $4 a share this morning, or about 8%. That shows you what it's like to run a company in the public view of a publicly traded company. If you've been waiting for the new BlackBerry, it's going to hit the stores this week. In fact, T-Mobile says you can go buy and order the new Z10 model today, and it might be delivered as early as Friday. And then something else that's kind of interesting. We really know that most investors probably are not real disciplined and don't do very well over time. Well, here's something that's revealed in an article in the New York Times that came out over the weekend. If you were to go back the last 20 years and take all of the stock equity funds and say, how did they perform? How did the investors perform in those things over that two-decade period? They averaged a return of 4.25%. Now, if they had just stayed in the S&P 500, which is an unmanaged index, they would have made 8.2%, really a striking difference. In a matter of investing $10,000, 20 years ago, the average investor in a stock mutual fund would have made $25,467 less than just putting the money in the unmanaged S&P index. Shows you once again that we individual investors, in and out, making poor decisions, getting in late, getting out early, probably better off just putting our money in a good index, maybe leaving it alone for 20 years.
Yeah, be patient, I guess, John.
Well, something seems to be in short supply in America, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling 479-782-2527, 782-2527. You can also email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.